know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on CKBI.
Today we're talking with Brian Staubs from Mackenzie Chapel and Crematorium. Brian, let's talk about all the different options for monuments.
There's lots of options, of course, from a traditional bronze on a granite base in a cemetery to uprights, pillows, come in various colors. There's also some items where especially cremation is the choice. Family members might want to take their loved one home and scatter or do something with them on their own private property. There's lots of items where, you know, you could have a bird bath where the cremains are in the bird bath in a way, and or sundials. There's all sorts of things that are available to the people to put in their yards, in their gardens or whatever. And then in case they do move or sell the property they're on, then they can take their father or their mother with them to the next place where they live.
Now, Brian, I've also seen things like benches.
Yes, definitely. Even some of the cemeteries will allow that to happen. I know Memorial Gardens in town here will, you can buy a memorial tree in memory of your loved one, and, you know, you would do that with them. But, you know, if you come to us, we would sure line up a meeting with them and help you out in that way.
Now, when it comes to gravestones and grave markers, there are so many options as well.
Oh, definitely. There's, you know, we sell very, very small, very basic ones just to get the name on. Lots of people have, you know, went for 10, 20, 30 years, and now they got four or five family members that aren't marked on the cemeteries and they want to get it done. So sometimes it's a cost factor, but other times it's just a matter of that's what they want. So, you know, we're not there to decide what they should have. We're just there to help them with what their wishes are.
Now, Brian, years ago, a gravestone just used to have the person's name, maybe a family member or their date of birth and date of passing. But these are so customizable these days.
Oh, totally. A lot, like especially last season, I noticed in the granite monuments, you can put a photo plaque on of your loved one. And that's very, very popular now. Like, we hardly sold any last year without that. It was remarkable how that really caught on, and people like it. And then once other people see it, they want it. So, yeah, we have people coming in, you know, weekly to do monuments. And I always say, you know, we've met with lots of people for their funeral. I always say, you know, why deal with a stranger? Come back and deal with a friend. We're here all the time to help you out with your monument needs as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian. We've been talking with Brian Staubs from Mackenzie Chapel and Crematorium. If you have any questions about monuments or anything else, maybe pre-planning a funeral, feel free to stop by in person and talk to them. Or call 306-763-8488 or go visit them online at mackenziechapel.ca.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.